So this vignette's actually pretty easy, and the answer is costochondritis, and it really just comes down to observing that her pain, her chest pain, changes with positioning, okay? And they say that she reaches behind her head, or over her head, behind her back, and the pain gets worse. That's classic for musculoskeletal, okay? It's a musculoskeletal cause, costochondritis. When we talk about positional pain, that's cardiac. The only thing that would ever really come to mind is pericarditis, where you get central chest pain that's worse when lying back and it improves when leaning forward. I didn't even give that as an answer choice here. The only thing that could be theoretically challenging is that we give multiple cardiovascular risk factors, such as type 2 diabetes, that her father died of an MI, that her BMI is increased, so, and that she's slightly sweaty and nervous. You're like, ooh, wow, it could be cardiac. It's not. So just once again, costochondritis, not complicated. You see that she has a 1/6 mid-systolic click, and you're like, but I don't get it. Like, that's mitral valve prolapse. Like, why? Like, how is that not right? Mitral valve prolapse syndrome is actually a thing that's asked on 2CK vignettes. It's quite difficult. They're going to give you a patient who's in their 20s or 30s who's had what they describe as 20 to 30 prior episodes of fleeting chest pain. They use that word, fleeting. Fleeting chest pain on the left side, 20 to 30 episodes in the past, in someone who's in their 20s or 30s, and they'll tell you that there's a mid-systolic click. That's just mitral valve prolapse syndrome, and you don't treat it. Okay, that's on 2CK vignettes. Achalasia, that's clearly not correct here. That's going to be your increased tone of the lower esophageal sphincter. Due to loss of nitric oxide secreting neurons in the myenteric plexus, Auerbach plexus, can be due to Chagas disease, but usually just idiopathic, and you would get dysphagia to solids and liquids together, okay? And neurogenic causes, solids and liquids together, whereas cancer, let's say esophageal cancer, would be solids, dysphagia to solids that progresses to solids and liquids. Achalasia, you would do a barium swallow to start, which would give you a bird's beak appearance. And then you could do esophageal manometry as the next best step to look at the, it's a pressure study, okay, where you'd see increased LES tone. And of course, biopsy would be confirmatory, showing loss of the nitric oxide secreting neurons in the Auerbach plexus. Angina stable would just be giving you chest pain that's worse with a predictable amount of physical activity, such as walking around the block or going up the stairs. Okay, unstable angina, they describe as history of random episodes of chest pain unlinked to specific activity level. And it would be in somebody who has significant cardiovascular risk factors, such as this patient, but the presentation just doesn't align with that. And yeah, once again, so our answer is costochondritis, and they're going to give you pain that's worse when changing position, okay? And they'll try to distract you, making you think it's something cardiac. And the only thing that's really going to change, the only cardiac diagnosis that's really going to change with position is once again our pericarditis, which is worse when you lie back and better when you lean forward. That's it.